Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right, we're back again for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, show 109.
Indie Circuit, what's that?
Where have you been all our lives? It's a show dedicated to B through Z great music. Oh my God, no.
You're in slow robot mode.
Oh, I know, my brain is fried.
This is indie music.
Indie music.
Which is sometimes good and sometimes...
Sometimes B-movie-ish.
You decide.
Yes. Well, we always do a lot of B-movie flavoring,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do a lot of B-movie flavoring. Yeah,
so as I started my promo, I was talking about the podcast we just finished, which is called Slow Robot A Go-Go. So if you are a fan of the B through Z grade movies...
Which we're sure you are.
Which we're sure you are. Well, you know, then hop on over to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com and enjoy all the goodies there.
Yes, exactly.
But that's not why we're here. We're here to talk about independent music and play indie music. And I just bought... The Out of Sight's newest record. I bought their a vinyl record, Out of Sight, Out of Mind.
Okay.
And with the record purchase, you get a digital download, which I quickly did and said, we'll be playing you guys this week. And they said, thank you very much.
Oh, very cool,
Yeah, they're very cool.
Is it an album that you bought?
Yep, vinyl album, splatter style.
Nice.
Real heavy, that 180 grain vinyl.
Yeah, that's cool.
Really excited. I listened to it. I was like, oh, this stuff... It's that loungy, garagey 60s psych music.
And it's brand new.
Brand new, and I love it. Oh, my God. So we'll be playing that a lot. We'll probably take a deep dive into that one this week with the Out of Sights.
That sounds cool, man. I didn't know they were still putting out new music.
Yep, them and the Hula Girls are just keep cranking, man. They're doing some really good stuff out there. I wish I lived in California.
Yeah.
Or do I? Probably not. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of earthquakes and bad stuff happening.
And hippy-dippy stuff, and I was so funny. Who are you?
Who are you? Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm Dr. Morbius.
Here's Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown. My name's Mal. I was so crazy with the miss.
Does that mean that we have to pay the rights now?
pay the Reaper, man.
Don't fear the Reaper, man.
Hey, man. Don't fear the Reaper.
Hey, Mr. Reaper, man. Oh, God. Anyway.
Yikes.
We are going off on a tangent.
That's okay.
Yes. Anyway,
I felt like our indie circuit show was getting a little bit too subdued.
We need
some shenanigans.
There was a band called the Subdudes years ago. I think they were a punk band.
They should have just came out and been like, oh yeah. They sang really quietly, played guitar quietly.
I have to look them up. Maybe they'll allow us to play their music.
I don't see why they wouldn't. But whatever. You never know.
You never know. You may be hearing them soon.
On
the indie circuit, not Slow Robot A Go-Go, but the indie circuit.
Exactly. Or another bunch of dorks.
Exactly. Yes. Or a bunch of dorks or any of those things. Or
so many podcasts. Many podcasts. And here's some of that awesome music. We might as well go right into it, right?
You're gonna play the Out of Sights?
I sure am. This is the Out of Sights off of their newest album. And it's a limited of 500 pressings if you want a vinyl record. So you better get one quick.
Not
that much. It isn't. But they have CDs too.
What number did you get on yours? Do you remember?
I don't know. I didn't get it yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
I got the digital download. It's in the mail. I'm anxiously awaiting.
Gotcha.
Oh, can't wait. All right. Here's some of the Out of Sight's newest album.
I always wondered what happened to you.
Well, I fulfilled a lot of people's predictions about me. I've become a real scumbag.
Yeah, good for you, Danny. You know, a lot of people go their whole lives without ever realizing what they want to be.
Halfway round the world. say it one more time. Baby, call my name. Give me your sweet love, girl. You know it drives me insane. Strolling down the street with the wind in your hair. You know you're looking so good, not a worry or a care, yeah. But I just can't control the way I feel about your love. Say it one more time. Oh, baby, call my name. Give me your sweet love, girl. Sweet love, girl. Tell you feel the same. Sweet love, girl. You know it drives me insane. Say it one more time.
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 Say it one more time, girl.
Say it one more time.
Say it one more time.
Say it one more time.
Paramount Pictures presents
a dual ghoul double scream show.
Scream number one,
Frankenstein and the monster from hell.
Scream number two, Captain Kronos, vampire hunter.
All shock.
Frankenstein and the monster from hell. Plus,
Captain Kronos, vampire hunter.
In color, both rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
This here is a story of my broken romance and how she decided to give me just one more chance. For love to last till the end of my day, and to get her back, these are the words I had to say. I'll always be your guy.
Believe me.
I'll never make you cry.
Believe me.
I'll always stand by your side.
Believe me.
Just to keep you satisfied.
Believe me. Believe me. Believe me.
There ain't no use in telling you nothing but the truth. It's the same old play, and it happens every day. Stop my running around. Keep my eyes straight ahead, my feet on the ground. She wanted things to be the way that they were. And to get her back, I had to say these things to her. I'll always be your guy.
Believe me.
I'll never make you cry.
Believe me.
I'll always stand by your side.
Believe me.
Just to keep you satisfied.
Believe me.
telling you nothing but the truth. It's the same old play, and it happens every day.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Now, whether I can pronounce them correctly or not, that remains to be seen. That was
songs.
Yes, the song titles. That was the Out of Sights. I played off of their new album, Out of Sight, Out of Mind.
With a great cover, by the way.
Oh, it's such a great cover. So 60s and so awesome. Arula Mata Gila Galia? Gali? See, oh my God, I can't talk. Well, that's not English,
God.
Though. The first song I played was Arula Mata Gali.
Okay.
The second one is Say It One More Time. That's
easy,
words.
Easy and for you to say.
And the third one is Believe Me, a story of coaxing a woman into believing he's not a cheating dog.
All right.
Which he probably is. Because if you had to do all that kind of coaxing, that means, you know, there's
a
reason.
Oh, yeah.
That sound, the 60s sound and the late 50s, some of that stuff, man, it's so refreshing compared to modern music. Like, when you hear it, it's kind of like, oh, this is music.
You don't like that Miley Cyrus kind of stuff?
No, this is like real music,
Kanye,
you know?
West kind of
I know.
Thing,
no, or, not really.
Oh,
just
too bad for you.
Yeah, apparently. Huh. But, so go ahead, check them out. The Out of Sights, of course, they have Facebook. But you can find them online, theoutofsights.com.
Go back to your cave and listen to the old fogey.
So, okay, now we're back from break. And again, we'll be playing a lot more of the Out of Sights this show and in the future, too, because I really love them. Off air, we were kind of talking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I remembered. I always talk about my sister owning these Flaming Carrot comic books and Reed Fleming, the meanest...
World's Angriest Milkman
or whatever. And I always say, oh, yeah, she had them signed. Well, I wrote her the other day, and I was like, do you still even have those? Because I didn't read comic books as a kid. I don't now. It was just like that was my only frame of reference for what a comic book was, is that my sister had some of these, and the guy signed them or something. And she wrote back, yeah, I still have them. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then I was just talking about that off while we were listening to the music, listening to that awesome Out of Sights music.
Yeah, right.
And we were talking about how huge in the 90s it was. I mean, because to me, it seemed like there was just a million comics a week about every random thing in the whole world,
sure,
you know.
Yeah, I used to work at a comic shop in the
90s. That's you really know this. I mean, yes. And your other podcast is a Two Dimension Podcast.
Yeah, the podcast.
No direction. Yeah. You guys are really knowledgeable about this subject. So, how was there so many being made, or is it that way today? Do people read them? From a total like
them.
Outsider, I don't know. You know, how does this work?
I forgot.
I forgot, man.
Oh, let's play some music.
Boom.
No. Back when I was involved in the comic book industry, you know, running a store, Marvel and DC were cranking stuff out, and there was a lot of independent books.
Like Dark Horse or
Dark Horse is still around, okay. and then there was this influx of publishers. There were black and white comic books, and a lot of them, but Turtles was the first one of that kind that became a big deal.
Oh, right.
So all these small little indie companies were coming out and creating new characters, all sorts of things, and people were like, oh, I want to get that. And that's when comic shops got really big, and there was a lot more of them back then, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people started coming in and going like, oh, I like this. Do you have, like, you know, Turtles? You have this? Oh, you know, I want to start collecting books. There's a shop I can collect. You think these will be valuable? So the collectability thing started hitting.
See, is that what... Were people not even reading them? They were just buying them
to be like,
oh, this is like the stock market.
That's when the collector, the hoarders or the collectors or the... there was always collectors, but that's when the people started investing in it because it was like, oh, I like comic books.
Or they don't even. Cool, or they don't even like
them.
And
if they go up in value, I can keep them and sell them later. It wasn't like stocks. It was almost like, hey, maybe these things will be, and I like them. You know, they kind of liked them. It wasn't like they went in there as like, you know, sharks and going like, you know, oh, yeah, it's comic books. Yeah, I'll just drop it. They actually had a like them. Where they read them, I don't know, but there was a bunch of readers. So, yeah, and it became a big deal. A lot of shops. The guy I worked for opened up 5 stores in South Florida, so you can imagine how big it was. And people were coming in every Friday when the books came in with their kids and buying all the books and all that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, we had, I mean, I would say, like, when we were doing it back in the late 80s and 90s when I was running it, you know, maybe on the rack would have like 60 or 70 new books of, you know, of different types, from Marvel, DC, Black and Whites to Archies and, you know, whatever. Nowadays, there's a lot. There are a lot of
books.
Is it
back to the same, like, level?
I would say, yeah.
I mean, possibly, the bubble burst, right?
Possibly. There may be even more smaller companies now. The only problem is Marvel and DC put out so much that the stores, unless it's a big, wealthy, you know, big buck store, can't afford to get all the indie things that are out there. But there's a book called Previews, which if you look through every month, you can see all the
so there's stuff a book about the books
out. there's a book that is the book is for the dealers to order. Oh. But they also give you it if you want to buy one or you want to look at it and see what every independent besides Marvel and DC everybody else is putting out, and you could be shocked at the amount. It's like the size of a phone book, all the stuff. Wow. They put out. I'm talking comics, statues, trade paperbacks, right. Knickknacks, you know.
Now, does that place that had 5, is there anything left of it?
There's one still.
Oh, so it, once the bubble burst, it kind of went back down to one manageable
one
store.
Yeah, one manageable store, yeah, right. For him. Yeah, right, yeah. But back then in the 90s, what killed it was the Superman shenanigan. When Superman, remember back in the 90s when Superman was going to get killed off?
And it was like a black cover?
It was a black cover, yeah, and everybody was coming in and wanted it. People were crying to get copies. And, you know, if you pre-ordered it, I'd give you a copy, but we didn't have any more to sell. And it became such a big deal. Everybody's, oh, my God, I'm going to hold on to this. This is unbelievable. This is going to be such a collector's item when my kid, you know, retire off this. This is a joke, but some people actually bought 10, 12 copies of it. Well, a month later, we find out that Superman's coming back. He didn't kill him for real. He's coming back. And people were like, oh, like,
Superman's back,
what
JK.
Is this crap? And then they go, well, I want to sell my copy. Well, no, I don't really want to buy it. You know,
we have 100 of them in there.
We have 100 of them still, you know. And it was like, hey, you scammed us.
the bums are using it to start fires out back in their cans.
So
you know?
Then that was one thing. And then some other stuff happened where Marvel decided they were going to be a distributor, and that screwed up the business. And it really went down. Downhill for a while, but I wasn't in it at that point. And then it went back up, and what's keeping it going up now are the movies. Now it's really peaking because of all the movies. There's a cross. Because
there was a point where comic books were just nothing.
Yeah, they weren't cranking out, the industry they're
suffering.
Doing okay now. There's big stores around. They're not like the way it was back then, but there's big stores now. What we're having now is you have the small indie store, which is fine, but then you're giving these mega stores now.
Like Emerald
one
City
in South Florida,
here.
Emerald City, Tate's, and down there. And that's where a lot of people go because it's like they have every conceivable, you know, goofy thing connected
with
comics.
Yeah, you can find
comics.
Stuff. You can find it where...
But you're going to pay.
Yeah. I mean, if you go into a small place, you know, your selection's limited. You're usually dealing with somebody surly, I'm assuming.
What people usually do is like they'll order their regular comics through the comic shop. But if it's a... If it's a statue or something else, if they see it in previews, they'll just go to Amazon and order it through Amazon and get it.
Well,
like,
yeah, I'm sure you
get
even,
it cheaper, you know. But
you can get comics through Amazon too, couldn't you?
I don't know. I don't know if you can. There's other services that you can. I don't know if Amazon does it or not. But at any rate, yeah. So there's these big stores and there's little stores now. But it really wasn't the same as it was back then. But yeah, there are still a lot of comic books being published now. Except back in when we were kids, you had the 7-Eleven. You had the, you know, the little drugstore where you had the spinner rack, and the spinner rack had everything.
I remember that when I was a kid.
It had
the stuff that sold. The ones that people wanted.
Marvel, like DC,
Spider-Man
Archie,
was always there. Like
all the kiddie books. Now it's a little harder to get some of that stuff. You can get the Archie stuff in the news, when you go to the checkout at Publix, you get the little Archie Digest. You can get that stuff.
I can't believe that's still being made.
Yeah, well, they're reprints, but yeah, it's all there, But it's harder to find some of this stuff nowadays. But yeah, there's a million comics still being published. So if you want to go out and get them, you know, you're sure you can, it's easy to find.
Yeah, all right. There you go. If you're ever curious, as I was, now you know the rest of the story.
Well, can we play some comic booky music?
I think we might be able to.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back, everyone.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Since the dawn of time, man has turned his eyes skyward and pondered the solitude of his existence, unaware that sinister, otherworldly beings walk among him.
Five, four, three, two, one.
We'll be right back.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
When you first met her, yeah, she was so good to you. But time has changed her ways, and she's only made you blue. And I know, yes, I know, that she won't play fair. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. She doesn't care what you say or what you do. Come on, baby, now swim like a fish. Now, baby, swim.
One.
Honey, you got real ugly.
They call her coffee, because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
This is the end of your rotten life.
Coffee, the baddest one chick hit squad that ever hit town.
All your friends are dead. Well, I killed them all.
Coffee, she's got a body men would die for. And lately, a lot of them have. Coffee's black, coffee's hot, and sometimes as sweet as sugar.
I know what you want to, and you're gonna get it.
Coffee, always where the action is. A mean kind of super chick who don't take nothing off of nobody.
You want me to crawl? You want to spit on me and make me crawl?
See Coffee, rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent. Look out, Harlem, here comes Coffee. The godmother of them all.
Tell me, what is your secret? How do you find yourself in the right position all the time?
That's a good question. What happens is the center has the ball first, and a quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I'll do is I'll start tackling the quarterback, unless he gives the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that person.
Gentlemen, which brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
Just seems so long to keep me waiting here all night.
Oh, master.
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing! She's gonna buy me a diamond ring!
Diamond ring!
And if that diamond ring don't shine!
助けて、私やりたくないのにこんなことやらされてるんだよ。ポッドキャストとかも知らんしみたいな話なんですけど、っていうか何このフォーチュクッキーしか食べられないっていうこのは。
All right, that was again the Out of Sights. Make sure you go check out, go to outofsights.com or look them up on Facebook, and they have a new album out, just came out, Out of Sights, Out of Mind. You're hearing a lot of it now. And
are they on Facebook too?
Yes. Yep.
You can listen Facebook. To the music on Facebook.
No, I don't think you can listen to the music on Facebook, but you can click on links. And
I'm
blah,
sorry.
Blah.
Are they on YouTube? Is what I'm saying.
Oh, I think some of their stuff is.
Yeah.
So I played for you. She Doesn't Care. Come On and Swim. Hurry Up. And I Dream of Jeannie. Oh, very nice show. Very right. fun show.
Yeah.
You know, the garage sound is always in our world. If you go out and find it, there's always different iterations of it. Horror garage, surf garage, psych garage. And then there's just some of this crazy, you know, straight up
60s. By the way, did you get a new garage door?
Yes, and I did get a new garage okay. door, and garages are places for cars to garage themselves.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And Joe Garagiola.
Go buy their new album now. Now.
On the whole, I think Preparation H feels good. What is it now?
No, nothing. You know what? I agree. Preparation H does feel good, on the whole.
Well, I'm glad we're spreckin' the same lingety.
Oh, Austin Powers. I love Austin Powers movies. I know they weren't the greatest things in the world, but they make me laugh.
Hey, they were the apex of Mike Myers' career, which is Nowheresville.
I know. Lately. I miss him. It's sad.
That was the best thing he ever did.
I miss when he wasn't insane. You know,
yeah.
But you can say that about a lot of people. They start drinking their own Kool-Aid, and all of a sudden they just think they're that important. And
you know,
you're like,
Kool-Aid gets a bad name after like Jim Jones,
hey,
and Guyana. You know,
see, he doesn't come through that wall like
you know. Kool-Aid's better than that. You know, I mean,
yeah,
now it's
true.
Associated with like mass suicide and idiocy, but Kool-Aid was good back in the day.
Well, you know, I will talk about this one because it's a little bit more relevant. Because when you said talked about garage door, there's a funny story to the garage door, but that's more of a BOD conversation. When you were talking about the comic books, I couldn't help but notice the insane similarities to the video game market.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I know nothing about the video game market.
Well, and I do, but I'm not a collector in that I'm just a...
You're a player.
I play. I get the old
stuff. You're a player, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I buy the old stuff up and I play it. I love it. I love playing the older games. I play some of the newer ones too, but what's happening now is there's this massive like hoarding of games. Like there's been a couple rare games that are worth thousands of dollars. Mm. Now, let's digest that for a second. A rare Nintendo game that's like $6,000-$7,000. Can you imagine that? Okay. So what's happening is now there's people that aren't there. There's people that are trying to use the same business model from the collecting of books, of comic books, and applying it to games. They don't even play the games. They couldn't even tell you what the game is. They're treating it like it's an investment, like a bar of gold. Some people are even getting their video games graded by those people that put them in that case.
CG something.
Yeah,
other.
Yeah. So there's a branch that does that for video games now. Now, that you are absolutely ruining the intent of what that stupid thing was supposed to be. You know, and you have people making fake games where they take the old ones and they just and cause, and they'll put a new label on it and they'll scam people. That is kind of pathetic.
You know, like, you know, it'd be funny if you could get one of these guys, the CGG guys, the grading guys. You go, hey, listen, can you come with me to the bar and just I want you to grade all the women here, and it's like,
oh, and put them in plastic. And be like,
no, just grade them. You're a 9.5. What do you mean? You're a 9.7. You're an 8.0. You're a 6. What do you mean?
I'd only film that because I'd want to see his death. Like, yes. you're filming a guy's death, so basically it'd be face to death 9.
Scratch to
the
death.
Womaning. The womaning, I guess.
The revenge of the day of the woman. Oh, I'm a CGG grader, and I grade you 8.3. Boom.
Yeah, because that's where you know, because that's where you get into that. Why would you bother doing that instead of just buy gold or buy stocks? I don't know. These are things that aren't made to be what they are. So the bubble's going to burst. Like,
bubble bursts in everything.
I know. I guess.
Especially so in the stock market.
So what's the difference, right? I guess.
Yeah. You know, it's a little mini form of it. It's something that you're investing in that you like, as opposed to, do you really, really like going to stocks and buying like, you know, Dow and, you know, Corning and, you know,
but these
whatever.
Are like, these are people that are just, oh, I'm a flipper now. I'm buying video games to flip them. You know, they see this crap on TV and they think it's real and you're
that's the eBay problem.
Oh, God. Buy it now. This game's worth $90. No, it's not. That thing's been on sale for $90 for about 20 years. It's worth $17.99 tops.
Comic books have always had a price guide since I can remember, since the 70s. So they've always been quote-unquote collectible, like stamps or things like that. So
video games are just...
Video games is a different...
It's just a thing.
Different thing.
It's just like a guitar. A guitar has an inherent value. Now... Early Gibsons, early Fenders, they've gone up in values because they've been destroyed. They've been lost in fires.
Yeah. You know, especially those Martin guitars.
Tarantino
from the
smashes them from time to time, making losing an incredible historical piece. So that's, you can understand it because it's, I guess it's the same thing. I don't know. Supply and demand. Some of these games weren't, there weren't very many of them around, and now everyone. What's happening with the Nintendo, especially, is there's a set number of games for the Nintendo. It's like 743 or something like that. So completionists are buying every single game. They're saying, I have the complete one. Enough people are doing this that the games that are scarce or rare, that there's only 40 of them out there, those are the ones that are now worth thousands and thousands of dollars because everyone has to have that in their collection to be that guy. So whatever.
Hey, can we play some game? Game music.
Let's play like some
pong pong kind of.
Maybe I might have
video
something.
Game kind of music. You think you got something?
Let me see if I can find something in my video game brain to give you some video game-ish music.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm my name is Borat. I like you. I like sex. It's nice.